We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is something burning? No, it's just time for the WIP Evening Show Hot Stove Check-In.
Yes, it is that time of night. Welcome back to the Evening Show. Joe Giulio with you. Sports Radio 94 WIP. It's time for the Hot Stove Check-In, which we do every night. And some nights we've had more rumors to chew on. Some nights we've kind of had to think about what could be happening or might happen a month from now. That's been this Hot Stove season. Bryce Harper's still out there. Manny Machado's still out there. And we're waiting to see which of these guys, if we assume one, the Phillies can land. Helping us figure all that out tonight is Jim Salisbury. You know him from NBC Sports Philadelphia. Also for the At the Yard podcast. Heard some of it today. Jim and Corey Seidman. Jim, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Joe?
We're doing well and just trying to piece together this puzzle of the offseason. And, Jim, you added a piece to it the other day, at least in my mind, by the title of the article was Manny Machado's sweepstakes are set up for Phillies to win. So take us through what you're thinking and kind of your feeling on the Machado part, and then we'll get to Harper.
Well, my Machado thinking is they've wanted him for a couple of years. You know, there's not many teams in the running for him, in the bidding. They're one of them. And of the teams that are remaining, they have maybe not the deepest pockets, because I think the Yankees have the deepest pockets, but the Phillies have really deep pockets and quite a bit of financial flexibility. And I think in this market, they are poised to outbid any other team to get the guy they want, and that's long been Manny Machado. So as things go down the road more and more and more, and Machado is all about the Benjamins. He wants the biggest contract he can get. I don't think the fact that his brother-in-law now plays for the White Sox has anything to do with it. I don't think the fact that his former Baltimore people in the Phillies front office has anything to do with it. He's all about the money, and the Phillies are poised, I think, to give him the biggest deal. So they've long wanted him, and this can work out just the way they wanted it. I'm not sure of it, but I think that's the way it's headed. I think it really could happen.
So, Jim, the other night, the Phillies met with Bryce Harper out in Las Vegas Saturday night, and then the report started to come out that that was really a great meeting, and maybe, just maybe, they're shifting their focus to Bryce Harper. So one of two things really both popped into my head. You tell me which one you would bet on of these two scenarios. The first was, that feels like kind of a leverage play against Manny Machado. Like, hey, Manny, why don't you come take our money, because otherwise, you know, we like Bryce a lot now. The other would be that they really were enamored with Bryce Harper, and maybe there's a chance they flip their preference or they kind of go down that road at the same time. What did you take away from what we heard out of that meeting?
I think they had a great meeting. I think it was a get-to-know-you meeting. I think they're really impressed with the young man, with the competitor, and with the guy he is. And if they do pivot, I think they'd feel comfortable with the man and the player. But I've received no indication. I've seen no sign that they have indeed pivoted. And, you know, I try to read people's actions, you know. And like I said, the Phillies have been after Manny Machado, been dreaming about Manny Machado for a couple of years, tried to get him in July, had him into Philadelphia, are currently in negotiations. And to me, that just feels way more down the road than things are with Bryce Harper. I'm not saying they can't pivot at some point. I'm not saying they might change at some point, but the indication that I get right now is they are still on Manny Machado and would like to make that happen. If he chooses to go elsewhere, then I think they'd be comfortable with the person in Bryce Harper after that meeting in Las Vegas.
Jim, do you think from a baseball perspective, and now obviously there's the other side of it too, just getting to know Bryce and kind of the people each Manny and Bryce are, do you think that there's a big difference, let's say, in their mind between these players? They know Manny more, and they have a richer history with him, but just in terms of their value on the field, what they'll get paid, do you think there's a major difference in which one they sign, or are they both really good and they're going to be really an improved team regardless of how this plays out?
You know, Joe, I think they would love to come out of this offseason with one of those two guys, and I think it's really imperative they come out of this offseason with one of those two guys, especially after you know, the stupid money comments, that really raised expectations and juiced up people. Fans want one of these guys. They want one of these guys. And because of the limited amount of teams, limited amount of suitors, and the fact that the Phillies have money, I think they're going to come out of it with one of these guys. As far as the best baseball fit, just having now covered Matt Klentak for 3 years and, you know, you're always trying to read what type of a player that he values, I think he really is intrigued by adding Manny Machado for the simple reason he's an elite defender at third base. I think he would play third base here once he gets his money. He's going to make you better defensively, and God knows, after watching that stuff last year, they need to be better defensively. And he's also an elite offensive player. So he really moves the needle on two sides of the ball, where Harper, you know, doesn't move, is just not going to move the needle that much as a guy at third base would when he's in right field. So it's just me kind of reading between the lines. I think they see Machado as a better baseball fit. Does that mean they don't like Bryce Harper and wouldn't shift to him if they can't get Machado? I don't think so, but I still think Machado is the guy they're angling for and kind of they prefer.
Jim Salisbury, NBC Sports Philadelphia, joining us here. Jim, we've known for a while now, and you kind of mentioned it, the Phillies, the White Sox, and maybe the Yankees kind of hanging out on the side, maybe get back in here on Machado. On Harper, at least recently, the feeling has been there's nobody really out there. The Nationals made a big offer, potentially, and then now they're way over the luxury tax. The Phillies are in this. Who else, though? But I did hear some of your podcast today with Corey Seidman. You seem to believe, and you could explain it to us, that maybe the Bryce Harper market isn't as thin as just the Nationals and Phillies.
Well, I still think the Dodgers are very interested in what's happening. And I think the Cubs are in a situation where, you know, once Boris has all his offers, I think the Cubs are one of those teams that are going to want to hear back from them and see where they are and see if maybe they can do something. I don't know that they will, but I think teams would like, you know, that final check-in. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure the Yankees, once Machado feels like he knows that he's on the one-yard line, I'm sure they're going to want a phone call. And here's where we are. What can you do? And at that point, maybe one of those teams tries to push the ball over the goal line for one of those guys. That's just kind of the way these things work. You always have teams running misdirection plays, laying in the weeds. But you know, I do think at face value for both these guys, it is. It's a limited field, and that lines up pretty well for the Phillies.
Jim, do you know if the Phillies have made an offer to Bryce Harper? I mean, you said they're kind of in negotiations or have been with Manny Machado. Do you know if because we had heard maybe an offer was coming but didn't come on Saturday night. Do you know if there's been an offer to Bryce?
I do not know. I do not know. But, you know, common sense tells me that it would be very tough to have two mega offers out there because it's going to be very tough to sign both guys. I know it's a very popular topic. I know a lot of people would like to see them sign both. But if you've been kind of watching this thing for months, Andy McPhail said in October, that ain't happening. He said that essentially, you know, maybe not as clear-cut as that, but that it was very unlikely. And, you know, they are also on record as saying they want to be a player in future free agent markets. They also have young guys that they would like to extend relationships with. Signing two guys is very unlikely. And just my feel is just trying to look at this logically and with some common sense. If that you have one mega offer out there to Manny Machado and you're in negotiations, tweaking that offer, very tough to have a second one out there in case they both, you know, ring your phone at the same moment. So I think they want to see what's going to happen with Manny before they ramp up on Harper. They've done some due diligence on the person. In that meeting, they like the person, they like the player. I just think for baseball fit, offensively and defensively, Machado, the vibe I get is that is still where their focus is. And until that reaches some type of a conclusion, that's kind of where they have to stay focused till they hear back from him.
Jim, I heard.
And you know what, Joe? We might not hear back until February or who knows when. I mean, I can envision the Phillies having a press conference on Clearwater Beach, a sunrise press conference on Clearwater Beach. And that tells you how long this thing might take. I mean, this might take till mid-February.
Wow. Well, we'll keep talking about it. I know people are getting frustrated, but Look, if they land one of these guys, years from now, we're not really going to remember exactly when. You might remember when and where because you'll be there. But the rest of us be like, well, yeah, they signed him before the season began. All right, Jim, a couple more things. Number one, as you talked there and you mentioned Andy McPhail, I remember that press conference. And I know where my head went. I'm not sure if it was specifically where the Phillies' head went. But when McPhail was talking about future free agent classes, I could not help but think about Mike Trout in a couple years, who has 2 years left on his deal with the Angels. Look, maybe he'll stay there forever, but the longer they go without coming anywhere near winning a playoff game with him in their uniform, the more I think that maybe eventually Mike wants to go play somewhere where he can play at the highest level. Do you think that's at all part of the thinking here in not going after both legitimately and just getting one now with the idea of a guy like Trout maybe a couple years from now?
I don't think it's necessarily their thinking is necessarily specific on Mike Trout. I really don't. I just think it's they have to be fiscally responsible with a young roster that's going to require contract extensions with future free agent classes that they want to be involved in. And Mike Trout could be one of those guys, but I don't think their tack or their strategy this winter has a whole lot to do with if Mike Trout's going to be available in 2 years. We don't know. Maybe the Anaheim Angels extend him. If I'm their owner, Artie Moreno, I don't want to be known as the guy that got rid of Mike Trout, he'd be the next Harry Frazee, the guy who got rid of Babe Ruth. But Mike Trout holds some of the cards there, too. He can say no to a contract extension. At that point, I think the Angels have to look to trade him, maybe even as soon as this July. And if Mike Trout becomes available via a trade or via free agency, I don't care what the Phillies' budget is, what the plan is, what the blueprint is. For that type of an extraordinary opportunity, you rip up the plan, you rip up the budget, you rip up the blueprint, and you make it happen. And I think they would. I think they can make that decision on the fly. And I don't think they're necessarily budgeting for for Mike Trout here in January of 2019. I just think they're trying to get one of the big fish right now and run their organization the right way so they can extend their core guys and be active in future free agent markets, regardless of who comes up. But if Trout comes up, such a unique circumstance, obviously local guy, Mickey Mantle, great player, chance to get prime years, maybe ride him and have him go into the Hall of Fame with your hat on. I think you just, like I said, you change all your plans and you go make that happen. And guess what? The team in the Bronx and the team in Queens will have the same outlook. You watch.
I'm sure they will. And Jim, I'm not sure if you purposely drew the parallel, but the timeline is amazing. I kind of thought this. I looked it up. So Frazee, the owner of the Red Sox that sold Babe Ruth to the Yankees, that happened in 1919. 100 years later, we're kind of having this conversation. Our last one for you, Jim, as far as anything else, and I know it's small potatoes compared to Trout, Harper, Machado, but it feels like anything else the Phillies really do this offseason probably has to wait here to see where their money goes and really which position they fill. If they get Machado, I would think Michael Franco needs a new home. And if they get a guy like Bryce Harper, I would think Nick Williams might be the odd man out. So you think that everything's kind of waiting until this settles itself?
Yep, I do. I think you'd mentioned two good areas to watch. If they get one of those guys, they could subtract an outfielder, and there's a lot of teams looking for outfield help. Franco could be on the move. Will be on the move if they get Machado. I think all their focus right now is on the top end of the free agent market, trying to make one of those two guys happen. Hey, look, if Scott Boras calls tomorrow and says you want to do Dallas Keuchel on a one-year deal, I think they have to think about it and think about it immediately and strike quickly. But right now I think everything is kind of focused on the big guys, and then once that falls, there will be moves kind of coming off of that.
All right, Jim, we appreciate a few minutes here tonight. Always enjoy the work at NBC Sports Philadelphia, and everyone check out the At the Yard podcast. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Joe. Take care.
There he goes, Jim Salisbury, NBC Sports Philadelphia. A lot to chew on from what we just heard from Jim. That was probably the most direct way that we've heard or read about the Phillies kind of really down the road with Machado, and they're going to see where that goes. And if it doesn't go their way, they're going to pivot hard to Harper.
That does make sense, though, about the offer thing. Like, you don't want to have two huge offers out there and that they both say, okay. Then you're like,
unless you're prepared to say okay to both.
Right, which I don't think they are.
And I I don't know this for a fact, but I don't think major league teams operate like you and I. I think it's in good faith. Like, if you make a $350 million offer to someone and they say yes, you can't just say, never mind.
Right, and I'm sure they've told Boris, like, this is where our numbers are. Like, this is what we're thinking.
Right.
So I think they've made a formal offer to Machado.
That's certainly what it was alluded to. And the other thing that I thought was interesting there from Jim, as we talked about the hypothetical of Mike Trout at some point here, was, look, when I think about Mike Trout's future in Los Angeles, this is the way I think of it. They're going to make him they're going to ask Mike Trout at some point soon, if they haven't already, Mike, are you willing to resign right now? And if he says no to them, they have to start thinking about trading him. I mean, they have to. It's the same thing that happened with Manny Machado in Baltimore. Same thing. And I thought the Orioles waited way too long to trade Manny Machado. They didn't get the most they could have gotten back if they traded him a year before his free agency, or even a year and a half. And that's why I just bring that up, because Jim Salisbury just said to us there that, you know, if something goes sour with the Angels and Trout, like, who knows if he's on the trade block this coming summer, which I wasn't prepared for that.
That'd be a fun summer.
The Mike Trout trade watch?
Listen, and we've said many times that he has a full no trade clause. Well, if he wants to be here, he can get here.
And if he doesn't want to be somewhere because he wants to be here, he can just say no.
Right. That's what a full no trade clause does.
And you know what else it would do? It would, obviously, we're playing a game of hypotheticals, but if he wanted to come here, the Phillies would not have to give up what you would think they'd have to give up to get him. If he's holding the cards and he's saying, I'm not going here and here, well, if I'm Matt Klentak, I'm not offering everything I have, because I know you're going to have to get into me anyway.
Oh, can we? I hope we're on the air the night they say, like, yeah, we're not going to force ourselves to do a Trout trade. We'll wait him out.
Oh, people will lose their minds.
Get him now! Klentak!
Which young player is Klentak not giving up that everyone loses to? Pivetta?
I hope so.
I'm not giving up Pivetta.
Yeah,
no way, no how, sir.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.